Welcome, class. Our podcast today focuses on a strategy that you, as adult learners, can use to maximize your academic self-regulation. In the context of learning, self-regulation refers to your ability to set goals, apply strategies that will help you achieve those goals, and monitor and modify those strategies as needed to stay on track. Not surprisingly, it is easier to stay on task with self-regulated learning when you are motivated and believe that you are able to be successful. Therefore, I'm going to describe a self-regulation strategy that can also help you stay motivated and feel successful. This strategy is known as elaboration. Elaboration refers to adding additional details that relate to and expand on information that you need to remember. Elaboration has been shown to result in more brain activation and creates additional neuronal connections for information, which can aid in recall. That means that elaboration not only helps you become a self-regulated learner, but can actually increase your ability to recall the information you're learning. This improved recall can really help you feel more successful as a learner. There are several types of elaboration that can be used depending on the type of learning you are engaged in and your preferred learning style. Today I will talk to you about imagery, mnemonics, questioning, and note-taking. Imagery and mnemonics can both be helpful when you need to memorize facts. Imagery entails creating a mental picture of the information you need to learn. For example, if you need to memorize the major bones of the body, holding a mental picture of a skeleton with all of the bones you need to learn could help you recall that information more easily. This can be an especially good strategy for visual learners. If you're a kinesthetic learner, try to modify the imagery strategy by adding physical manipulation of a model to your imagery exercise. For example, have a model of a skeleton or touch each bone in your own body while still working to build a mental image that can stay with you even when the model is not present. And feel free to move your hands as you imagine manipulating your visual image to further aid in recall when the model isn't actually there. Mnemonics refers to creating acronyms or stories that include or trigger the information you need to recall. For example, when I was young, I was taught the acronym ROY G BIV as a reminder of the order of the colors in a rainbow, and the sentence, "My very eager mother just served us nice pizza," to remember the order of the planets. Of course, that one had to be adjusted when Pluto got demoted. Now, mnemonics can be especially helpful for auditory learners. For information that requires deeper processing, the elaboration methods of questioning and note-taking can help ensure that you are truly engaged with the information in a meaningful way, and thereby engaged in self-regulated learning. Questioning involves stopping periodically as you are reading and asking questions that promote critical thinking about the information. For example, ask yourself how you can apply the information to real-life situations, as well as to the broader ideas you are learning in the class. Also ask yourself how the information relates to other information and ideas that you already know, both academic information and your broader knowledge base. Relating information to things that interest you can be a great way to build motivation for that learning. Note-taking means creating paraphrases of key information that you have read or heard. I am not talking about listening to a lecture and trying to write down everything your instructor said, or making verbatim notes of information from a textbook. You need to make sure you're picking out key points and putting them into your own words so that you are assessing your own understanding of the information. You can take this even further by including notes about how what you just learned relates to information you already know, what you want to learn more about, or questions you want to ask the instructor. A great example of a way to apply some of these concepts of elaboration to self-regulated learning is the PQ4R method of studying. PQ4R is an acronym for the steps you will take. The P stands for previewing each chapter before reading it. Look at the headings to determine the general topics that are going to be covered. Next comes the Q. You will formulate questions based on the section headings and attempt to answer those questions as you read the chapter. The first R stands for reflecting on the information as you read, looking for examples from your own experiences and relating the information to your prior knowledge. The second R stands for reciting the information from each section as you finish reading it to confirm your understanding. If there is something you do not understand, then move on to the next R and reread the information. If you still don't understand, then write down what you don't understand and seek help. At the completion of each chapter, you move on to the fourth R of reviewing the information. See how many points you can recall and answer the questions you formulated before you read the chapter to test your recall. For your first exercise in elaboration, why not try applying it to the information in this podcast? Please do let me know if you have any questions. Next week's podcast will elaborate on the idea of self-regulated learning by focusing on how to set effective learning goals. Thank you.